Light precipitation moved across the Midwest overnight last night, a form of rain and snow both being reported across a part of the region. Temperatures have turned cooler along with that precipitation event, and temperatures at this hour, early this morning, were running mostly in the single digits and teens across the upper parts of the Midwest, while teens and 20s were noted across Michigan and 20s and 30s in areas further to the south. Most of the precipitation has been light, but there are a few areas that it looks like the snow accumulations may have gotten into the range of a trace to an inch with some local 1 to 2 inch amounts. As we go forward through the day today, most of this precipitation will exit out of the easternmost parts of the Midwest. We'll see rather quiet weather occur thereafter. And the temperatures will likely be on the cool side today, but nothing too dramatic for the majority of the region. We'll have a reinforcing shot of colder air coming into the region as we get into the weekend. And at that point, we'll probably also see a little bit of light precipitation preceding the event. Most of the region, though, is not going to be encountering any kind of real substantial snow accumulations, but we will see at least a little bit of light precipitation impacting a small part of the region when the next wave of cooling takes place. Most of that precipitation will likely be focused on the Great Lakes region and some of the eastern parts of the Midwest, and mostly a dusting to an inch or so of snow again occurring in that event. The colder air that comes in over the Friday-Saturday time period will likely bring temperatures down to their coldest levels seen in a little while. The upper portions of the Midwest will likely see temperatures falling below zero. Negative single digits and negative teens may occur across parts of the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota. Everybody else in the western Corn Belt will likely see low temperatures running single digits and teens for the most part. And we'll likely see the eastern Midwest in a similar range, but maybe just a little bit warmer. Coldest mornings will likely begin on Friday in the upper Midwest, Friday and Saturday really for those areas. On Sunday, we'll still see some cold weather in the western Corn Belt, but it won't be as significant as it will be prior to that point in time. And the eastern Midwest will probably see its coolest weather over the heart of the weekend as well. As we move on into early next week, we'll see those temperatures moderate somewhat, and that will set the stage for a storm system to perhaps develop in some southern parts of the Midwest as we get towards the middle and latter parts of next week. Confidence in that, though, is still very low. The high temperatures across the area here today will likely be mostly 20s and 30s. There'll be a few 40s that occur near and south of the Ohio River, and we'll likely see the same thing occur again tomorrow afternoon. And then the next wave of colder air will begin to push into the region Friday, so the upper Midwest will see highs only in the single digits and teens, while we'll still see some 40-degree readings occurring near and south of the Ohio River. The forecast for precipitation, as I mentioned before, is not very significant. We have to look out towards the west to see any kind of meaningful precipitation to take place anytime soon. Some of the hard red winter wheat areas will likely pick up on a little bit of a wintry mix of precipitation as we get into the Sunday and Monday time period. Most of the precipitation that occurs at that point will probably occur as upslope, but we'll also see a little bit of a return flow of warmer air coming up into the colder air mass as we get into the early part of next week, and that's likely to generate at least a little bit of light precipitation. Moisture totals may get upwards to a half inch in a few locations, but I think a lot of it will be a quarter of an inch or less. The precipitation will shift to the east and will come across the heart of the Midwest as we move from Monday into Tuesday, but I don't expect the precipitation to be very significant. Like this previous event, we'll probably see some diminishing return on some of that precipitation as time moves forward. The outlook in South America today is still as it was yesterday. Probably the most important part of the news here this morning is the heavier rains that occurred overnight last night across parts of Argentina, in Buenos Aires in particular, but further relief to the dry bias has taken place, and there's very few areas in Argentina's key corn and soybean areas that are considered to be too dry at this point in time. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.